It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they came with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains they bend an hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sound the blessed angels sing. And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along and climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing, and rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, in days are hastening on, by prophets far foretold, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace their King, and the whole world send back the song which now the angels sing.
Amen. I was looking at that song this morning and thinking, what verse can we leave out to shorten it? But I thought, every one of those verses is good. If you really look at the words, there's some great doctrine, some great teaching in there. Not only the first coming, but we're looking for the second coming of the Lord. And He's with us today. He's walking with us today, no matter how dark. And this has been a dark year for a lot of folks, a troublesome year for a lot of folks, but our hope's in the Lord, not in the world. We're glad to have you in the service tonight. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to hear a piano special first, and then one right after another. The special just come up here, knock the other person off. You don't have to do a high five tag or anything when you switch, but let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we pray that you would be honored and glorified tonight, and we thank you for the privilege it is to be in your house tonight. I pray that we not take that lightly. And Lord, thank you for the hope that we have in Christ, because Jesus came. He came not just to show us humility, but he came to give his life for our sin. And Lord, we look forward to the second coming of Christ. Our hope's in him. Our hope's not in the things of this world, but it's in Christ, our soon coming King. And Lord, we pray that you would bless our time together tonight. I pray you bless each one that has a part in singing or playing a special tonight. May, again, everything honor and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat if you will.
says, no, it's wrong.
Oh, that's wrong. I was going to do Mary, Did You Know? I really was. Took it from me.
Rudolph the Red.
No.
Until the Son of God. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Heaven's arches ring when the angels sing, proclaiming thy royal degree. But of lowly birth did thou come to earth, and in great humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. For thee. ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory. Let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. My heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest me home.
Amen. We're going to do another congregational song, so I'm going to ask you to take your songbook and turn to page number 203. Page 203, enjoyed the specials tonight, enjoyed all the music this evening. 203, let's stand together and sing, Oh Holy Night. You can sing this like this is your solo, all right?
His power and glory.
good singing. You have a seat if you will. And let's see. We got one more special. No, we got two more specials. Ask you to turn to one passage of Scripture tonight, and then we're going to do a lot of reading tonight, which you're probably not going to be able to follow along with that. But I was reminiscing in the last couple of days of my childhood years and Christmases. And just looking back, and I guess the older you get, the more you do this, the more you look back and see God's grace all through your life. Even then He was King. Even before we knew Him, He knew us. And I know many people have looked at this passage. Did I tell you the verse yet? 1 Timothy chapter number 2, 1 Timothy chapter, or chapter number 1, I'm sorry, 1 Timothy chapter number 1. I'm sure many folks have used this verse to think of their own testimony alongside the Apostle Paul, where Paul is giving his testimony in 1 Timothy chapter number 1. And verse number 12 says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, in that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which had hereafter believe on him in life to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Someone asked me a while ago when I felt God called me into the ministry, and my response maybe took them by surprise. I said, well, it depends on whose timeline you're looking at. In my timeline, I can see a date, but in God's timeline, it was an eternity past. He's a King eternal, immortal. I was thinking back when I was a child, of course, being the 10th of 13 children. And thankful I was raised in a good home. I didn't realize at the time how unusual our home was when I was growing up. I just took it for granted that I had so many siblings. And took it for granted that we lived in the woods and spent most of our day climbing trees and pushing each other out of trees and things like that and loving the outdoors. I didn't realize it till I started school that my parents, because I was younger, far down the list, down the chain of command, I guess, of our children, that my parents were older than the parents of most of my peers. In fact, my parents were almost old enough to be the grandparents of some of my peers. And growing up, our clothes didn't always fit well, or hardly ever in style. But our clothes were well broken in. They usually went through a couple of brothers before us. So I'm glad I was raised all boy. I remember getting scolded many times for being dirty and unkempt. That's where I felt most comfortable. It could eat dirt and feel good about it. Eat glue, eat crayons, eat boogers, whatever. Didn't bother me a bit. No. I remember in school learning became a problem. I had some, learning, especially reading disabilities. I was told many times that I was slow. And I desired, maybe out of more than all of my siblings, I desired to be invisible. But the bad thing was I had the name that everybody remembered. And I was socially awkward, emotionally unstable. And yet because of sports, they allowed me to fit in somewhat. And I was just thinking along the line what I want to share with you tonight. I was always conscious and concerned about God, but I had no idea where to find Him or who He was. I guess in what I want to read to you tonight for a message, and this is just to introduce you to something here, I had dreams about the future. If or when I become a normal person, I guess. Still dream about that. But I had this crazy idea as a child. I was just thinking, I was maybe a few years younger than Andrew, our oldest grandson. It is a crazy idea many times, and even some would even say it was a vision, that one day down the road, I would love to read and study and even teach the Bible. Now, keep in mind, I never heard or knew a Bible preacher. Never met one before. And this idea seemed about as realistic to me as to think that one day I'd be the president of the United States. Or even it seemed about as realistic to think that one day I'm going to be the king of England. That might happen before I become the president. I don't know. But that was an impossibility. But even then, God knew. Isn't it good to look back in your life and see God knew all along? Long before I knew Him, He knew me. Many years later, I heard a Bible preacher. For the first time in my life said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And he's not talking about water baptism. And I learned what it was. It took me some time before I finally trusted Christ as my Savior. And then I remember not too long after that, I came to know what later I discovered was a Bible term that most Baptists are afraid of, and that's that word sanctified. Where I basically came down to the altar and said, Lord, I'm not much. In fact, I remember holding my hands out saying, God, I'm not much, but all that I am is yours. And I feel like I know I got the better end of the deal. I remember as a child, and again, thinking that one day I might enjoy studying and reading and teaching the Bible even, which is long before I ever knew the gospel or the God of the Bible. And it was about Christmas time that I thought, you know, it would be interesting to put the Bible in order, in the sequence of the events that it took place. And I thought, I'm going to start with a Christmas story. And I thought, what a novel idea. I didn't know what the word chronological meant, but I thought it'd be kind of neat to have a chronological. Never did it dawn on me that somebody might have already done that. But I remember just trying to piece together the Gospels and putting them in the order. After the first couple of chapters, I got so confused, I was completely lost and gave up on that idea. And I just want to, I was thinking of that because of what God showed me to share with you tonight. I'm going to read the biblical incarnation account. I purposely don't use the word Christmas or story. The Bible is not a book of stories. The Bible is truth. They're not just stories. I've never cared for the word Christmas, Mass, since I've been saved. I'd rather use a biblical term, the incarnation, when God became a man. I'm going to read tonight a passage of Scripture from, you're going to have a hard time, many of these will be familiar to you, you might be able to figure out where I'm reading, but I'm going to read, just to give you a clue, from the book of Hebrews, the book of Matthew, the book of Luke, and the Gospel of John. And I'm just going to do my best to read them tonight to where they might mean something to you. And think of the events that took place. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he that by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of her who was called barren, for who with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the maid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her, and Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste unto the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is it to me that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be no a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall be called blessed. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich hath he sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying that was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every man that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Penuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all that had looked for redemption in Israel. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered together all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, he demanded them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, of the land of Judah, art now the least of the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when he have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We're going to close with a song I want you to sing with me. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Father, thank you that you came into this world. Thank you that you came to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank you for the day that we stepped into eternal life with Jesus Christ, for the hope that's ours today, that we'll share eternity with you as one in Christ. We pray that you would bless the day tomorrow as many will gather with family and loved ones, friends. And God, I pray above all else that you would be glorified not only tomorrow, but every day in our lives. Lord, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And Lord, that we would always put you first in every thought, in every word, in every action that we do. Give us a great new year as we look forward to a new year to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed. God.